What's up, guys? Welcome to the Christoph Lewis Podcast, Create Your Career. This is Contemplation with me, Christoph, number 64, episode 170-something. Yeah, it's a lot. Sometimes I forget because I have two segments. I have the Contemplations, which is just me, and I have the Conversations where I interview a guest. The Conversations are at like 107. This is at 64. My math tells me that's, I think, over 170. And whoo, thanks for the support, guys. How was your weekend? I had a great weekend. I did a little traveling for work, came back, hung out with the family. I hope you are hanging out with your family and your friends and your loved ones and really just enjoying your life, but working hard too. The weekends are not a time to just forget about everything that you're working hard for. Man, thank you so much, seriously, for being here, for listening, for sharing these episodes, for rating on iTunes. Remember, you can find this episode and all the other Contemplations, the Conversations on the website, christophlewis.com/podcast. You can find yours truly on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. You can find me on Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, all of the things. I'm there. I'll find you. And now it's time for the book challenge. And I'm reading one book a week for a year. Last week, I read a fan suggestion, Build the Fort by Chris Hively. This week, I'm reading Patton by Mark Blumenson. Now, this is one of the best, if not the best, biography written on General George S. Patton. I've read another book by him, by Bill O'Reilly, which is the Killing series, you know, Killing Patton, Killing Jesus, Killing Lincoln, Killing Kennedy, all of these books, which are great reads, by the way, if you're looking for good biographies, short biographies, easy to read, fun, story-written-like books. Patton, this is the most in-depth biography I've read ever, and it's really good so far. And what's interesting about the biography of General George S. Patton, which is one of the most greatest generals ever in the United States military, it's really interesting reading his writings to his family and his wife about how unsure he was about some of the things that he was going through in his life, that he didn't think he was going to make it. He just was so much, he had great goals in his life of where he wanted to go, and he knew he would get there, but he had a lot of self-doubt on the way there, and it's crazy reading word for word what was going on in his mind. And I just think it's so funny because we storybook like these heroes in our lives, and we think they're just almost some fictional character, and they're literally just like you and me, obviously. But when you read about the self-doubt from such great people, you're reminded that that person's going through a lot of the stuff that you're going through, you know, similar but different, but we all have trials and tribulations that we go through. And man, he wasn't anybody, and he made himself somebody. And man, it's hard for everybody, but keep pushing. You guys got this. Yesterday's conversation was conversation 107 with Mr. Glenn Banton from OSD, which is a ecosystem for veterans, helps them out. And yeah, he's just a great dude. He's going through a lot, like we were just saying, and all of our lives, we're going through a lot of stuff. And he got really personal with us, shared about his family and about him a little bit more, and told us how he's getting through it. So that's a really good episode. I definitely recommend you check that out. Today, I'm going to speak with you about what you know matters, even if you think it doesn't. So let's get into it. So what do I mean by what you know matters even if you think it doesn't? A lot of times, things that we do often, things that we do well, we think they don't matter. What we know doesn't matter. If we're really good at something, we think that maybe somebody else doesn't want to know about it, or you think that somebody else will think it's easy or stupid or silly or anything like that. When we are really good at something, we think nobody else cares or would ever want to know that we know about what we know. So sometimes you're so good at something that it almost becomes boring. And then somebody else looks at you and you don't realize it until that person looks at you and goes, holy crap, how did you do that? How do you know that? How do you do this? How did you build that? Holy moly, how did you do that so quickly? How fast? How did you, you know, all those questions on how did you do that? And then not until somebody asks that question, this third party asks you about what you're doing, and you're like, oh, well, that's easy. You just bump, 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 and boom, you know, you're done. Just like that. Because you've been doing it so long, you've been doing it so much, because you're so good at it, you're a professional, so now it's easy, but you don't realize how easy it is because you're so good at it, because you've put so much into it. You put so much time into it. You've put your 10,000 hours into it to become that expert. And now you may not necessarily think it doesn't matter, but you may think it's not really important and what you do is boring. But that is far from what is actually happening. What you know is not boring, and what you know is something that somebody else has no clue about and has no idea how to do. So you guys know I love talking about don't sell yourself short. And this is another topic that aligns perfectly with that. Don't sell yourself short. If you know something, I guarantee you there's somebody else out there that doesn't know it. And there's somebody else out there that wants to be good at it, just like you are. And just because you are so good at it, it may seem boring or it may seem easy. And you may think that nobody else in the world would want to know about it. But that's just the thing. There are other people out there that want to know about it. And you are probably, if that task is boring to you because you've done it so much, you are an expert on it. I know there's something that you've done in your life so much that you could probably talk somebody's ear off about. Maybe it's me and podcasting and career stuff. Maybe it's you and music. Maybe it's you and art. Maybe it's you and fitness. Maybe it's you and whatever your passion is. Somebody else could benefit from that information. So there's a lot of topics now coming up, right? And I don't mean all the things I just listed off. It's like, wow, one of the things we've been asking from conversation number one is how do we find our passion? Well, shit, man, it may be that thing right there that you can't stop talking about or that you're really good at and you actually think is boring. So maybe if we take another pillar that this podcast stand on that is helping other people, maybe if we take that information that we think is maybe redundant and boring and that nobody else would want to know, but we're actually super passionate about it, maybe if we teach somebody that, if we teach people like that in person, online, in mass settings, maybe we could find something that we really love to do. And maybe what we know actually does matter, even though we think it doesn't. So don't sell yourself short. The information that you know, it does matter. And somebody else could be yearning for that information, and maybe you could spark that light of fire in that passion again by teaching it to other people because you're so darn good at it. You know from step 1 to 100 everything to do so perfectly, so meticulously. You know all the knobs, the buttons, the whatever it is. You know all the ins and outs of what you do. I guarantee you, you can find one thing on that, even if it's being a meme lord. You have something that you're really good at. I promise you. Don't sell yourself short. So just think about it from this perspective, and you will find out that what you know does matter, even if you think it doesn't. So it's time for a recap. What you know does matter, even if you think it's boring, monotonous, and not fun. Pick up some of the pillars from this podcast. Wow, that's a lot of alliteration. Pick up some of the pillars from this podcast and stand upon them. That's why I'm building this foundation. I'm trying to build this foundation to me. This is easy for me. Throwing all the podcast stuff together, it takes a lot of time, but it's relatively easy. So take that information that you think is redundant or boring or whatever, it doesn't matter, and reanalyze it. Look at it in a different light. Maybe it's actually something that nobody really knows how to do and that other people really want to know how to do. Quick Google search is going to be able to help guide you in the right direction. Do people want to know this? Google it. Put it out on Reddit. Check it on YouTube. Check it on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, all of these things. Use hashtags to find out if people are yearning for this information that you know that you think is boring, because maybe it's not. And then you can reinvigorate yourself and help other people by teaching that information to them, whether it be in person or whether it be online. All right, my friends, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. You know, I would super appreciate it if you head over to iTunes and rate 5 stars and comment and tell me what you like. But the 5 stars is like, it's so very helpful. The biggest way is to just share this episode with a friend, somebody that needs to hear it. That would be the best thing that you could possibly do. And I would be so appreciative for that. The takeaway for today is it doesn't mean anything if you just listen to this podcast. If you don't go out there, you don't do the little bit of legwork that it takes to, you know, to research if somebody else is interested in the topic that you know and what you're good at, then it doesn't matter, because you can listen to all this best advice, the podcast, read all these books, but if you don't apply it, it doesn't mean anything. So go out there after this podcast episode ends and do a little bit of research on what you do and see if you can reinvigorate your passion by going out there and teaching others. And you may find this whole new universe in your passion that you never knew about, and you may really enjoy it. So have the best day ever, and I'll catch you guys later. See ya.